You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this one. Anthony Martial to score in a Manchester United win is 5-4. And Jordan Ayew to score in an Aston Villa win is the price of 33-1. We touched on this a little bit earlier, guys, but Manchester United were impressive midweek against a pretty decent West Ham side. And Villa have looked gone for weeks and weeks and months, haven't they? And they will finally be relegated if they lose this game. They almost look as though the players, they're embracing relegation. They look as though they want it over and done with already.
Yeah, they've given up for the season. Well, they gave up in about August. And, you know, I was reading one of the papers today, Gabby Agbonlahor has been sentenced to, for 2 weeks. I mean, he looks like he's eaten the back four. He's how can a player in the Premier League be in that shape? It's just symptomatic of everything that's wrong with Villa this season. They deserve to go down. Good riddance to them. They're 16-1, aren't they, to win this game? There'll be nobody on earth backing them. How can you? I mean, he put a zero on the end of that. And he wouldn't be backing them. I'll put a zero on the end of Villa's scoreline here because that's what they're going to get. Absolutely nothing. Better teams than Villa, which includes everybody in the Premier League. I've gone to United and, you know, they find it hard to score. United will win this 2-9. You know, I'm not telling anybody anything there. But United to win -2 is 7-4. And I can't see why that won't happen. I know they generally don't cakewalk against sides United, but this is Villa. Come on. United -2, 7-4. I love that bet.
You know what the biggest travesty is? That Aston Villa still aren't mathematically relegated.
Yeah.
Is that right?
If they lose this weekend, they will be down. But they're still not officially relegated, Aston Villa.
Hold on. They can get 15 points and that'll take them to 31 points, the same as Norwich. So they probably are, aren't they? Because... Norwich is...
There's more chance of aliens walking the earth tomorrow.
Than the league.
Precisely.
I live with a Villa fan, and he said last week, all I want is, after 22 years or whatever it's been of top flight football, I don't want to be sent down by AFC Bournemouth. So he's more than happy to lose this week and be sent down by Manchester United.
That's fantastic. And what Derek made mention of there, Gabby Agbonlahor, it's almost a microcosm of Aston Villa's season. They didn't even think about tweeting out something that didn't make the club look like a laughingstock. Something like Gabby Agbonlahor suffered a hamstring injury. They just came out and told the truth.
Yeah.
And we talked about, Derek, about the money they'd spent on modifying the club's badge as well last week. Spent £2 million sharpening the talons on the rampaging lion and getting rid of the word prepared. They are a laughingstock, Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Worst team in Premier League history, undoubtedly, in my mind. 16 points from 33 games, and they won't be getting anything here.
Worse than the Derby team that went down with 9... Was it Paul Jules' Derby side?
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Was Robbie Savage in that side?
Yeah, I think it was. They were awful, I think, but I can't remember them being quite as bad as this Villa team.
To be fair.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the rumour about Agbonlahor was that he actually tested positive for Greggs. But, he used to be a good player as well, didn't he, Agbonlahor? Sad that was gone there. Really sad.
You look at Manchester United's price, it's 2-9. I don't think anyone if you're just having one bet on the match, and you're not throwing it into multiples and accumulators, will want to get stuck in at 2-9. If you look at Manchester United to win to nil, that's 13-20, which you're getting closer and closer towards between 1-2 and even money, isn't it?
Still too short, though, isn't it? That's
it does still look too short. I'm going to take Derek on slightly. I think the way Manchester United play, they will not completely annihilate a side, even like Aston Villa. I fancy Manchester United and under 2.5 goals here. So Manchester United to win this game 1 or 2-0. Job done scoreline after their midweek exertions. So that's 15-8. I think that's a good price. Manchester United under 2.5. And you look at Manchester United's recent home form, they've kept 10 clean sheets in the last 15 at home in the league. And I can't see Villa going there and scoring. So that looks a great bet to me. And the way Timothy Fosu-Mensah's played recently at right back has been outstanding. I mean, it was no surprise that when he went off in that game against Spurs, that's when they got their 3 goals quickly. He should play. They look at a better side with him at right back, Rojo at left back, and Smalling and Blint playing as centre halves. So Manchester United under 2.5 goals, and that's 15-8.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.